This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome, everyone, to the Cannabis Business Summit here, National Cannabis Industry Association event in Oakland, California. We're brought to you by Norick, the insurance specialist for high-value insurance needs. And joining us here at the desk, we have Khadija Adams. She's been with the show before. Tell folks about your investment and private retreat business.
Absolutely, Russ. Thank you so much for having me back on. I'm really very excited. MIPR Holdings LLC is a professional consulting and investor relations company. And I remember when I first came on your show, we were actually dealing in the OTC market.
That's right, I remember.
Yeah, and teaching education and all that. And we've since put all of that online.
Okay.
Making that available to everyone so that they can learn from the comfort of their own home. And so we've morphed into something bigger. Okay.
Okay.
What we found is that having all of these workshops all over the U.S., that accredited investors were even coming.
Oh, wow.
And small to mid-sized companies and entrepreneurs were coming looking for money.
Okay.
They thought that we were an investment company, so it brought everybody. And so we were able to build a really big network. And what happened is, I said, how do we match these investors, Russ, to these small businesses and help them with funding? And then I was introduced to this gentleman about a year ago, Mr. Armin Walker, and he's the president of Davos Capital.
Okay.
And he came on as MIPR Holdings CFO to help us bridge that gap and actually marry those companies.
Fantastic. So tell us about how you got involved with this and what's next as far as the business goes.
Well, got involved initially, and it was about a year ago that introduced the first cannabis-related investment opportunity. And I didn't care for the structure, although I was personally fine with the business. And I said, if you change a few things, I'll look at it again. They came back later, and in between that time and meeting Khadija Adams, I was introduced to the industry, and an industry that was going from putting people in jail to solving problems to solving medical-related challenges, and the dichotomy from an industry that had devastated, in particular, black men at a high rate of prison, that there was an economic opportunity, the burgeoning cottage industry that had investments that ranged from, sure, cannabis, but all the ancillary products, but a lot of medical as well as recreational activity. And we were pretty impressed with the diversity of the industry and it being a young industry for legal reasons. And so we apply our economic and business concepts to helping businesses grow. And we focus on businesses, and people like women, leaders like Khadija Adams drew us to the industry.
That's something I think you mentioned, the diversity of this industry, and it's something that's just now starting to get some mainstream reporting, which is, I saw some stat that like 40% of cannabis industries are CEO'd by women compared to something like 11 or 15 or something like that in the mainstream. And we are also now starting to see Oakland, here right in Oakland, California, they're developing some licensing schemes that take into account the devastation that's happened to the African-American community, the over-policed communities. Is that something that's part of your focus, or is it just part of the larger cannabis industry in general?
Well, absolutely it is, you know, primarily because, you know, we have the times that we're living in right now, especially with the industry. It's a new emerging industry. And because we have and our communities have been so affected, you know, by this criminalization of the plant. And now that it's being decriminalized, now more so than ever, we have to inform our communities on the truth about cannabis, the benefits of cannabis, and how to invest early on, how to start your business early on in this industry. Because Russ, you and I both know that African Americans and people of color missed out on every single industry, mm-hmm. alcohol, tobacco, oil, so on and so forth. And so now we have the cannabis industry, already a $1 billion industry. And so now is the time for us to re-educate with the truth and to share investment opportunities, because, you know, we want a Rockefeller too to pull up out of our community as well.
Absolutely. And for someone who's out there listening, and then they might be thinking, you know, yeah, sure, this investment thing, if I got $1 million laying around, but how can someone get involved in this that might not be a millionaire and use their money wisely when they've just got a little bit of it to invest?
Some of the new capital raising rules and make it easier for small businesses to raise money from small investors. And I encourage people to kind of go up online, read the accredited investor rules, and read the rules for crowdfunding. They allow investors whose incomes are under $100,000 as well as over $100,000 to invest. But I would, you know, caution, you know, find people who know what they're doing. This is why I met and work with Khadija Adams. She knows the industry, and then it allows people like myself who do analyze businesses and invest in businesses for a living to work with other investors, and we represent and we sort of manage the investment group and help these young companies, because what was missing before the cannabis industry is there is no infrastructure in America, this great capitalist system, to develop black-owned businesses. There's no major bank that emphasizes or has a department or a person that specializes in black-owned businesses. They can't even say the word.
Wow.
And here we have an industry that is supposed to be amongst the progressives. This one needs to take leadership. And I challenge those who I've met, who I think are cool, to help us carry the flag, and we'll help you carry yours.
I love that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely. I'm really excited, because here we are at a time in history. You know, Russ, you made history just being here, you know, what you're doing. You've done some phenomenal things. And what I found is that your station covers a lot of, you know, and talks a lot about diversity here now more so than ever. And I see that in 2016, I believe there's more people of color coming into the industry. They want to know more about the industry. It's because of so many people who have laid the foundation for the industry, the pioneers who came before to allow people like us to come into the industry and get our foothold in the industry, mm-hmm. and help other people, you know, really do the same.
Yeah.
You know, and because one thing I know for sure, and I brought this guy on because I said, okay, he's an accredited investor. His partners are accredited investors. You know, his mission, actually coincides with ours. I mean, it just works beautifully, and just want to marriage, you know, the two, you know, businesses and funding in this cannabis industry. Mm-hmm. I believe we'll have a huge impact.
I think you will. I think it's very important. I started my activism with Madeline Martinez, who taught me that color attracts color. And
that's right.
And so when we get leadership like you guys in the financial side, mm-hmm. it's going to make other people think, hey, I can get involved with this too. This is
Absolutely.
Something I can do. And I've always found in my activism career that one of the most difficult parts in dealing with minority communities is a conflation of the harms of the prohibition with the harms of the drug. Like a lot of the black churches and black leaders would say, you know, drugs are bad, stay away from drugs, it's evil. But they didn't realize, no, that's the prohibition that's making it evil. Mm-hmm. And some of our opponents jump on that. They'll say, well, just like the liquor stores, there's a liquor store in every corner in the hood, there's going to be a pot shop in every corner in the hood. I say, I think people would prefer that to, you know, drive-bys, investment, taxes, jobs being created.
Absolutely. And, you know, you brought up a point because, you know, back during civil rights, you know, the people of color used to meet in the churches. Mm-hmm. We used to get our instruction from the clergy, from the preachers, from the preachers and pastors. And what happened, Russ, is that they were killing us.
Mm-hmm.
okay? They were killing us. They were putting us in prison. They were taking the men out of the homes, making now the women go into the workforce.
Yep.
Yeah, leaving the kids where? At home.
At home.
And idle hands. And so that being said, you know, the religious leader says, listen, they're killing our men, so just don't do it.
Right.
Even though it's found in their very own scriptures. Right?
Yeah, page
they
one.
Say, page one, Genesis 1:12, and then drop down to 29:30, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. Back into Exodus, and then we can go to Proverbs, right?
Yeah,
and a few others. But the whole point is that they know what it is. They know it's for medical, medicinal, you know, purposes. But because we were being killed in prison, they said, just stay away from it.
Yeah.
And now that has been brainwashed for over 70 plus years. Mm-hmm. And so we have to undo that in order to educate. And I believe going into the religious communities and educating or re-educating the leaders using their own scripture,
mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I think that will help with federal legalization. I believe so.
I think so much. All right, so let's give people some info, some contacts, if they want to get a hold of you guys and to learn more about how to get involved in investing in this industry.
Absolutely. So you guys will go to www.miprholdings.com or call 1-855-727-6477. So if you're looking to get funding for your new businesses and your new ideas, if you already have a pre-existing business and maybe you have purchase orders, equipment, anything that you're looking to get funded, give us a call. Again, it's 1-855-727-6477. And we are very excited to also announce that July 9th in Los Angeles, California, over at the DoubleTree, we're going to be hosting our very first cannabis investment seminar. Now, this is private. It's going to be a room full of investors, which is kind of different than before. And so we're really excited about that, Russ. And thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for joining us here, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Pleasure. Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We've got more from the Cannabis Business Summit, brought to you by Norick, your high-value insurance specialist.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.